credit scores, down payments, interest rates. Car buying can be a numbers game, but you don't have to be a math expert to get the keys to your dream car. Just use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. Crunch your numbers and get personalized results so you know exactly how much you'll pay each month for your car. It's like having a magic wand for your wallet. Presto! The car you've been wanting is now within reach. So hit the road and leave your calculator at home. AutoTrader. Hey, and welcome to the short stuff. Shorties, there's Chuck, there's Jerry, I'm Josh. We're all feeling kind of short, so this is short stuff.
I'm feeling tall.
Are you?
Sure, why not? I always feel like I'm 6'3".
How tall are you?
Oh, I used to be 5'10", now I'm like 5'9 and a half.
Oh, wait, I just realized this is a short stuff. We have no time for this.
Sure we do. So, by the way, everyone, these, I know that when we started releasing these, they were in the regular Stuff You Should Know feed on Wednesdays, and then also in a standalone Shorties feed, and I think we just weren't quite sure how to handle that, and now we're just going to stop that other one and just let them live here in the main feed, right? Where they've been all along, but we're going to send our old little standalone friend out to pasture and shoot it. All of which means to say is if you are only subscribed weirdly to that one thing and not the regular feed, just come on over and join us on the regular feed.
We're bringing them home, baby.
All right. So here's our dirty secret is we talked about this one time in a single live event that no one listening saw.
That's exactly right. And it was such an interesting little piece of internet tidbit lore.
Yeah, it's so perfect for this.
It just could not be left alone. So yeah, we decided we were going to talk about the eye smell.
Little eye, big smell. That was our slogan.
That was, so yeah, it is like a little lie because it was tied into that whole like Apple push of the late 90s, early 2000s when Apple was riding high and untouchable.
Yeah, I guess they didn't, you can't trademark something like that, right?
I guess not.
The use of a little eye, because everyone, or not everyone, but seems like it's been co-opted since then.
Sure. There's like iHome does all their like accessories and yeah, clearly companies that are not getting any kind of approval from Apple has that whole eye thing going on.
Yeah. So the eye smell just very simply was a little, I guess you would call it a peripheral, a little device that you would put on your desk, plug into your computer via USB, and then when you're browsing the internet, depending on what kind of website you would come across, it would squirt out a scent that matched what you're looking at.
maybe not squirt, maybe more like waft.
Oh, it was probably like a what do you call those? The little perfume atomizer?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Not like one of those trick flowers that like squirts. It didn't like squirt some oil onto your face that wouldn't come off or anything like
that. Like, oh, why did I visit NapaAutoParts.com?
Right. It's lube. So the problem with it was not what it was or what it did, because if you stop and think about it, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, or how it worked.
Right. We'll get into like the nuts and bolts of it, but it was a revolutionary device.
Yeah.
Amazing. Some people say that it was simply ahead of its time and that it was still simply ahead of its time. Other people say that just from the get-go, it was ill, like the definition of ill-conceived.
Yeah. So shall we go back to the 1990s?
Yes.
The dot-com bubble is riding high. Grunge is in decline.
Yeah, it was.
If it's like kind of mid-90s.
What was coming out at, what came after grunge? Eminem?
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
You know who Eminem is?
I have no idea.
Okay, well,
I'm
pretty sure.
What does that stand for?
Well, it's spelled out, you see. E-M-I-N-E-M.
Oh, Eminem, the guy, the rapper guy.
That's right.
Yeah, I thought that was like Eminem was some sort of style of music that I just didn't know about.
Oh, no. I'm talking like Eminem.
All right, so the dot-coms are in full effect. And if everyone remembers that time, there was just a lot of money being thrown around all over the place for any great new internet-related idea.
For sure. And I think these guys, a pair of dudes named Joel Bellinson and Dexter Smith, who went on to form, what was the name of their company?
I think it was DigiSense.
DigiSense, that's right. Okay. They formed DigiSense with $20 million in venture capital. And there's this really great, everybody go read this article. It's a Wired article from 1999, and it just does a profile of them and their company. And they have like this venture capitalist dude who's like the prototype for the Silicon Valley VC guy. It was like, he's the guy. He's the archetype. It's amazing just to see him appear and be like, this is 1999. This is the first guy. He's like patient zero.
Yeah, the original hoodie wearer.
Exactly.
Amazing.
So these guys, they got together and they formed this company called DigiSense. And apparently it was based on a couple of things. They had already, they were pretty well off. Having written some software for genetics databases.
Yeah.
And this is the 90s, right? So these guys were one of the few, if not the first, to do this. So they were set. But that experience had also kind of given them an awareness of genetics and digitization.
Yeah.
And they realized, like, you can code something as organic as DNA. And they had that little bit in their pipe that they were smoking when they were down on Miami Beach one day on vacation together, and they started smelling perfumes everywhere, as the legend goes.
Yes, so the story goes, they smelled many different perfumey scents in the air and said, I've got a great idea. I know how we can lose $20 million of someone else's money.
Right.
Digital scenting. Which is why they called their company DigiSense. And like you said, because they already had this sort of genetic, digitizing things relating to genetics down pat, they I don't think had too hard of a time transferring that to the fact that we talked about this on our own on longer stuff you should know, is that specific odorant molecules fit together perfectly with specific proteins attached to olfactory receptors. In other words, go listen to our episode on smell.
Precisely. Right. So you... Yeah, was it I guess it would have been the smell one.
Oh, yeah.
It was either that or the China's...
pollution sniffers?
Yes, them.
Yeah, probably both.
So these guys knew that going into this, or they went and I think did the research, but then they're like, oh, we can work with that. We can take this and turn it into a digital representation, a digital model of an odorant. And not only can we do it once, we can do it thousands of times. So the first step these guys took was to create, from what I understand, the world's first database of digitized scents. That you could go into this database and be like, oh, okay, here's the code for gardenia. And it's this odorant and that odorant, and you put it together. And if you can basically print out an actual odorant and put them together into your brain, you will smell gardenia, even though this is not from earth or nature. It's totally digitized. And that alone, Chuck, is like, hats off to these cats for doing that. But that was step one toward DigiSense eye smell release.
That's right. And we're going to take a quick break and come back with the masterstroke that was step two right after this.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
All right, so we're back. The brilliant masterstroke that I teased really was brilliant, and all this was. The fact that they could do the digitizing of scent alone was great.
Yeah.
But they sort of learned, just like color combinations, in order to pump out any smell you wanted to someone sitting in their cubicle via the internet, they didn't have to come up with millions of different smells. They could lean on those 128 primary odorants and combine them in whatever way they saw fit to make specific odorants.
Like billions and billions of different scents just from those 128 primary odorants.
It was really smart.
It was, because up to that point, it's like, okay, this is a good idea, but how can you get billions of different scents into a little desktop peripheral? You can't. So the ability to break it down into just a palette of 128, now all of a sudden the eye smell is starting to become an actual reality. And from what I remember, the eye smell itself was actually kind of cool looking, if you ask me.
Sure.
It looks like an Apple alien wind sail or something like that, solar sail. But the the tray heated up the specific odorant, and then a fan blew across it. And not only would it heat up one odorant, it would heat up, you know, different combinations to different degrees, and the fan would blow across it, and then that's what would waft out of the eye smell.
That's right. So you load a web page with pixels that have those scent instructions. You're on a web page for a landscaping service, and they decide it's a great idea to give you the scent of fresh-cut grass as you visit their website. Or if you're at a travel agent site, because this is back then when people still use travel agents, they would squirt out maybe some coconut and suntan lotion.
But not squirt, waft.
And basically, the idea was to enrich your internet experience. Cost about $200. I think the cartridges were about 50.
But they'd last months and months.
Sure, which is, you know, that's not a terrible price for something.
Not at all.
And it worked great. They tested it. It worked fine. What they didn't do was consumer testing. That is, does anyone want to smell the internet?
No, that was these guys did so much R&D and so much, they were so heads down on the eye smell that the fatal flaw of the whole thing was they didn't stop to ask themselves, do people want this? They just presumed, yes, this thing is so awesome, it's so revolutionary, and there's so much development put into it. Of course everybody's going to want it. The price tag's right. It doesn't slow down your web page. The pixels that they created with the scent information were so efficient. It took up, I think, 2 bytes of space, which is like 1/17 of Google's tracking pixel. Everything about it. It was perfect, but no one wanted it. It was just as plain as day, except for me. I've always wanted one of these.
Yeah, they actually debuted at the 2001 CES, Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas, which is where all the big products make their splash. Nobody liked it. Everyone hated it. They never sold a single one. And $20 million in VC funds went down the scented drain.
Yep. There was at least one prototype, and you can see pictures of it on the internet. But as far as anyone knows, that was it. They never built one, and they certainly never sold one.
Pretty amazing.
And then in 2006, PC World said, this can't be forgotten.
Yeah.
And they released their list of the 25 worst tech products of all time. And believe me, there's been a lot of worst tech products, but the eye smell was included on that list and was honored forever.
Amazing.
Yep. The I smell.
All right.
Well, that's it. Yeah. If you want to get in touch with us, you can go to our website, stuffyoushouldknow.com, and check out all of our social links there. You can also send us and Jerry an email to stuffpodcast@howstuffworks.com.
Hey, if you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon as low as $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Use promo code STUFF20 to receive $20 off your first month for listening to this podcast. Switch now at Visible.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. The Visible monthly rate is $25 per month.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.